Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone, and Happy New Year. Welcome to our first show of 2014. I'm Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, and we are here again to uplift the name of the Lord and to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First, let me go over a couple of church announcements before we get started. January the 11th will be Minister Kimberly Horvath with her Christian Life Coaching. January the 18th will be Frankie Vibe's House of Inspiration Show. January the 25th will be Y4C Youth of Christ Show with your hostess Shining Star and resident DJ Shaheen. And on the 30th, we will have a new show by DJ Elda, Lloyd Wharton, who's going to be bringing us a new show for us to enjoy. It'll be a combination of the word and a mix show. All right. Now, the topic of today's show, and I'm really excited about this topic, it is increase. Whenever I think about increase, I begin to really get chills, because I know that when something increases, God is involved in it. Now, increase. Now, people are looking for increase over a bunch of different areas in their life. It could be your financial area. It can be your health. It can be something at work. For each person, it's going to be different the way they want to receive increase in their life. But before we can receive increase in our lives, we must first take inventory of what we have and give thanks to God for what he has already done. See, to see the increase personalized, we must attend to our spiritual life in order to manifest the things we desire in the natural. Let me say that again. First is spiritual, then is natural. To see an increase in our personal lives, we first must attend to our spiritual life in order to manifest those things we desire in the natural. We must understand about sowing and harvest, and what we receive will be a reflection of the seeds we have sown in our life. And where you have sown your seeds reflects the harvest you will receive in your life. Let's look at the parable of the sower found in Matthew 13 chapter, the 20th through the 32nd verse. There Jesus tells us there are four types of seeds. One is seeds that fall on rocky places. Second is seeds that fall on thorny ground. Third is seeds that fall on good ground. And last, he talks about the mustard seed. Now, Matthew 13 chapter, 37th through the 39th verse, Jesus explains to us the definition of all the words he uses in the parable. The sower is the Son of Man. That's us. The field is the world. That's the soil. Seed stands for the kingdom of God. Weeds are the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. Harvest is the end of age or the end of the season or the sowing season. And the harvesters are the angels. Now let us examine the seeds in which which is the word of God. Jesus tells us in Matthew 20 verse that a person who receives those who receive the seed that falls on rocky places is a person who hears the word, receives it with joy, But since the plant has no roots, when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, it lasts for only a short time. And persecution will come because of the word of God. What that's saying here is that, you know, we go to church or we listen to a sermon on TV or you listen to your favorite pastor or it could be music. It can be anything that gets you joyful and excited about the word that you just heard, and you want to run out and you want to tell somebody about this good word. But when trouble comes, you can't recall what that word was in order to deflect the enemy's attacks, because you're not rooted in the word. Since the plant has no roots, when trouble comes, it lasts for only a short time. So your harvest doesn't last for very long. And then Jesus talks about the seed that falls on thorny ground. He said, this is a person that hears the word, but the worries of his life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the plant, make it unfruitful. And those out there who garden know that when you're planting plants or you're planting vegetables, and you have, this is why you weed. You have to weed it out so the weeds don't choke the plant. Remember in Matthew 13:37, Jesus defines the weeds as the evil one, and the enemy who sows it is the devil. So we don't want weeds to come up and choke our plant because we're worrying about everyday life. The next thing Jesus explains is the seed that falls on good soil. Now, this is a person that hears the word, understands it, and then he produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what is sown. That's the harvest. But in order to get the harvest, you have to sow good seed, which stands for the kingdom of God, on good soil, which stands for the word of God. And it's very important for us to understand this, because all increases and all wanting a harvest that's 160 or 30 times more than what was actually sown into the ground is to sow good seed on good ground. So the kingdom of the word of God and good seed stands for the kingdom of God. Your good soil is where your increase will always come from. Now, the last seed that Jesus talks about is the mustard seed. Jesus said in Matthew 13, chapter 31st to the 32nd verse, that the mustard seed is the kingdom of heaven, is like the kingdom of heaven. It's like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it's the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air can perch on it, its branches. Let me repeat that. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it's the largest of the garden plants. It becomes a tree so that birds of the air can come and perch in its branches. Now, we're talking about a very small seed planted into good ground. And that seed is so rooted in the word of God that it becomes a tree. And if you imagine a tree and imagine tree roots and imagine you becoming rooted in the word of God, that way you can withstand the trials of life. You can withstand the tribulations of life. You can withstand any wind or any storm that comes by because your roots are rooted solidly in the Word of God, and you not only know the Word of God, you understand the Word of God. We have to remember that our relationship with Christ directly ties in to the increase that we desire. We must spend time with Christ so that when it's time for us to sow a seed, and this can be a seed into a ministry, this can be a seed into another person or organization, this can be seeds that you sow at work. Before we plant a seed, we're going to Christ and we're talking to him, and he's guiding us to the truth. He will let you know whether it's good ground or not. He will let you know whether the seeds that you're sowing will reap the harvest that you're expecting. He's clear about that. He will come in many forms. It could be a voice that we hear, a scripture that we remember. It can be anything, but your daily walk with Christ will affect your increase in your life directly, all of the time, without a doubt, without a miss. You cannot go wrong if you root yourself in the Word. This is why I always say Bible study is so important. Sermons are important, life coaching is important, all of that stuff. But Bible study helps you to gain a deeper knowledge and helps you to understand what is in the Bible. And so I encourage you all to go to Bible study or go in a Bible study-based church, a church that's rooted in the Bible, because we know that that's good ground. Kingdom of God, the person, the place, the thing, whatever you're sowing into, if it stands for the kingdom of God, it's good seed. If it's rooted in the Word, it's good ground. Looking at these four seeds all together, the key to increase is receiving the Word of God and understanding it. Like I said, with Christ, that will guide you into all truths. And being mindful of where you are sowing your seeds. Keep Matthew 13, chapter 27 to the 39 verse in your mind. Because we don't look at our life in agricultural terms the way we're looking at it now. But we need to know, I as a sower will sow seeds into the world, which is the field. And I will sow good seed that stands for the kingdom of God. I will allow no weeds, which are the evil one, and the enemy who sows them, it's the devil, my harvest or my sowing season. But I will allow the angels around me to help bring in my harvest. I hope you enjoyed the Word. If you have any questions or you have any comments, my email is sisterpoochie@journeyhomeministry.org. That's sisterpoochie at journeyhomeministries.org. Again, everyone, God was working with me on the sermon and the words that he wanted me to say and the passages he wanted me to bring forth. When you look at the parable of the sower now, like I look at it with new eyes, hopefully you will see the relationship and how important it is in your walk on this earth. Everybody's an angel to somebody. Not all angels are in heaven. So it's the people that we sow into and the people that we look to and the people that we lean on that are going to help us to bring in increased harvest. We just have to make sure that person is good ground and what you're sowing is good seed. It's simple as that. All right, everyone. We do have a show, more to the show going on. We have some new artists that are up and coming and new to our show. And I want to welcome them right now to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries family. And the first person up on the mic is I Shall Not Be Moved by Supreme Energy. And I want to let everybody know that the chat room is open and I'm getting ready to go into the chat room. I'm available on Twitter and also on Facebook if you want to talk to me. But anyway, come join me in the chat room as we listen to this wonderful music. All right, everybody, here we go. I Shall Not Be Moved. Give it a minute. There's some heavy word that went on there. Give us a minute to digest it. All right, here we go. By Supreme High Energy. And all right, I want to thank him and welcome him to the family. That really got me up pumping. Okay, next up on the mic is Creator Is New by Red Eyes Just Music. Jay Porter Portage. I can't talk today. Jay Portager and Maria, and this is Creator. Computer is moving kind of slow today. We had a lot of snow in Chicago. That could be the reason. All right, here we go.
You're my creator, God. You wanna shape me, God. May have some haters, but this is the way you made me, God. The things you do to me, you stay true to me. I'm not who I used to be, and so you're not true with me, no. It's not true with me.
World's frames, they upheld by the word of his power. I stand to Roman lions, seeking whom he may devour. Conquer tribulations, and the midst was bitter sour. Sweet taste of victory, a call of duty in the finest hour. Bound my father's business, forsook the thoughts of old. I spit life like consuming fire, death is cold. Promise I'm not forsaken, even when felt alone. Love is the definition of justice, truth bold. Can't post it up like those signs, told to seek and ye should find. I'm about mine, doubt was left for the wayside, cause glory shines. Love defined, eye to eye, love constrains and truth obliged. The higher heights cause eagles fly, throwing space till it's past the sky. The heart thirsts cause you want it, what you waiting for, jump on it. From a boy to a man on bending knee, to the preacher man to preach on it. Him and me makes us who we, I share truth from him to thee. If you know him but you know me, and vice versa, love simply. Love to reach the hearts of mine, it's time to pro-reproach ya. Safe to see how good he is, it's something sweet like mocha. The ears connect to words of life, the words of sweet aroma. Love's will let the sweet of life is faster than Daytona.
You're my creator, God, you wanna shape me, God. May have some haters, but this is the way you made me, God. The things you do to me, you stay true to me. I'm not who I used to be, and so you're not true with me, no.
This is where you need to be. Now with this lust you see me over here with JMG. Hater even mad now and it don't mean a thing to me. Live through a war, yeah, you can see the pain in me. Switched up my lifestyle, got a new life now. It's all thanks to God, so for the Lord I ride now. Every word I write now sounds so bright now. Can't wait till tomorrow, I need my blessing right now. He ain't through with me, I can see that. His love, I need that JMG, my heart beat that. Rewind it back and replay, tell the devil keep hating. Brain so creative, cause he is my creator, my Lord and my Savior. He came here to save us, so I gotta make sure that I'm right when he take me. Just in case it's tonight when he take me. The man that you see, or the man I used to be. In a world full of lies, yeah, he spoke the truth to me. And now I'm just trying to get you to see the proof in me. You can keep on hating, but I know that you gon' see. He ain't through with me, nah, he ain't through with me. JMG,
you're my creator, God. You wanna shape me, God. May have some haters, but this is the way you made me, God. The things you do to me, you stay true to me. I'm not who I used to be, and so you're not through with me, no.
Savior, made in his image, he shows me favor. Show me how to be a leader of nations and have an impact on the young generation. It's gonna be haters, gonna be fakers, but God clears up them false allegations. Raising you up in higher places, light shining like fire blazing. The gift is Emmy, no nomination, I'm bringing it to your congregation. And no, I'm not who I used to be, so you gotta respect this transformation. Yeah, been there, yeah, done that, out running them streets, had to watch my back. Yeah, they may judge me because of my past, so they can say where I left it at. When it comes to the truth, I'ma state the fact. My identity was lost, had to take it back. Didn't know who I was, had to pray for that. Now I'm a changed man, amen to that. Now the music lives, had to bring it back. For the glory of the king, I sing and rap. Even reggae too, had to bridge the gap. God gave me the gift, so I'm killing that.
You're my creator, God. You wanna shape me, God. May have some haters, but this is the way you made me, God. The things you do to me, you stay true to me. I'm not who I used to be, and so you're not through with me, no.
It's not through with me. It's not through with me. No, it's not through with me. It's not through with me. It's not through with me. It's not doing me, no, it's not doing me, no.
You're my creator, God. You're my
this is the way you made me, God. The things you do to me, you stay true to me. I'm not who I used to be, and so you're not through with me, no.
Rocking with the lovely lady Brie, the homie J Protege, the homie Realize, and yours truly, Just Music. This right here is the new revolution.
Downtown
TNR, JMG Productions. We in the building.
All right, that was Creator. And isn't it good to know he's not through with us? He's still working on us each day. As we begin, as I said in my sermon, as we begin to take inventory over the things that God has already done for us and give thanks, we begin to bond not only with our Savior, but we're also giving such high honor to God himself that he naturally want to help you increase, get rooted in the Word of God, an understanding, a knowledge of the Word, continue to walk with Christ, and there is where your increase will lie. Next up on the mic is Mercy by Mac, Man About Change. Here we go.
Lord, I don't wanna live like this. I just want better for my family. It's bothering me what they believe. You see, I wish I had the words to show them it was make-believe and see them achieve.
See, I know God controls everything.
I wish they understood what I believe instead of these hate religions making life a prison and at the same time clouding their vision. I know with you, they can clear it up. Knowing they can go to hell got me tearing up. See, I know fear you didn't give us the spirit of, but I be feeling it. Cause my family is in need of your love. Instead, they romance with a drug.
Show it love.
And not praise to the Lord above. But I pray you show a little mercy, cause I don't want you to take it from me, Lord. Please.
Please.
I'm just praying for.
Praying for.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
I'm just acting. Yeah. Yo, we just need some, huh?
Yo, we just need some, yo, we just need some.
And can you show us some?
Need some.
Perfect is something I never be, but heaven is something I wanna see. Yeah, I make mistakes, I never do purposely, but I pray it don't condemn me. I wanna see everybody go to heaven, but I ain't here to preach, I ain't a pastor or a reverend. I'm just passing on my best in the effort to pass the rest, so I can get an A anytime I get a test. Lord, mercy, mercy me. Know the devil tempting me, but I won't fall to heat. You see my heart, my soul, touch and agree until the day I sprout wings and my mission on earth complete. And though I may get weak, I will never retreat, and I will never be beat. So I'm just asking for some mercy on my job as I do work for you,
my God.
I'm just praying for. Come on.
Come on.
Man, I'm just asking. Yeah. Yo, we just need some.
Yo, we just need some.
Huh.
Yo, we just need some.
Can you show us some?
Let's go. All right, that was Mercy by Mac, the stands for Man About Change. Now, if you want to ever get in contact with any of the artists that are on the show or any of the contact any of the artists, please email me at sisterpucci@thejourneyhomeministry.org. Also, visit our website, www.journeyhomeministry.org, and there you'll find all our contact information. You'll find many resources, including Bible study, Christian life coaching. You will have my show, House for Inspiration Mix, the youth show will be there. So definitely go there and utilize those resources we have for you. Now, next up on the mic is Kevin Jimison with Find Jesus, and let's check it out.
Track slammer.
God over everything. G-O-E. God already found us. Now he wants us to find him.
I bet I'm good like we were playing hide and seek. And now I'm happy as an angel. And if you wanna be happy like I am, go find Jesus, bro. Find Jesus like he's hiding. Find Jesus just like I did. Find Jesus and find happiness. Look up, look down, left, right, all around. Like everyone's life depends on it.
I found God like he was hiding. Found happiness like Isaac, and I'm glad I did like he did. Now my life twice as exciting. Can't imagine life without him, like a comedian without a joke. I need God like they need comedy, gives me happiness and hope. And it's obvious that my skin tone. You need God like I do, home. So find him like you plan, hide and seek, homie, game on. You find him like you used to find your home, boy, use the key. You gon' find happiness like angels be filled up with happiness. Oh no, bro, don't waste no time, look for him like the search crew. Matthew 7:7, seeking you'll find that so true. I'm a living testimony, I found them like you found my music. Seek them like the Nike slogan, say it's just do.
I thought I'm good like we were playing hide and seek. And now I'm happy as an angel. And if you wanna be happy like I am, go find Jesus, bro. Find Jesus like he's hiding. Find Jesus just like I did. Find Jesus and find happiness. Look up, look down, left, right, all around.
At me like they did, tell them happy as a young kid. Yeah, I'm youthful like a newborn, but got wisdom like I'm 80. Should be wiser you to see God like you seek your dreams. Just go find him, cause finding God's the most important thing. The feeling he gives you when you find him is more amazing than the Bahamas. You would love it like I love it, that's my word, like a promise. He's the God of happiness, he can make you happy like life's great. Even when you doing that, when you find God, you'll be like life's great. Tony Tiger worship, homie, God so great. Oh yes, greater than a bowl of frost. So look for him like you playing a game of hide and seek. And he'll bless you with happiness like he blessed me.
I thought I'm good like we were playing hide and seek. And now I'm happy as an angel. And if you wanna be happy like I am, go find Jesus, bro. Find Jesus like he's hiding. Find Jesus just like I did. Find Jesus and find happiness. Look up, look down, left, right, all around. Your friends when you played hide and seek as a kid. Yeah, you'll find them like that Bible verse Matthew 7:7 said you will. I'm good like we were playing hide and seek. And now I'm happy as an angel. And if you wanna be happy like I am, go find Jesus, bro. Find Jesus like he's hiding. Find Jesus just like I did. Find Jesus in my happy.
All right, that was Find Jesus by Kevin Jemison. We all got to find Jesus. That's what I have to say about that. We all have to find Jesus, have a personal relationship with Christ, help him lead us into all truth. And once we get lead into all truth, we can start looking for the increases in our life, because it is then we will know if we truly understand the Word of God and if we truly are sowing good seed into good ground. That's something that Christ will help you make sure of, no matter what it is that you're sowing into. As I said earlier, no matter what it is that you're sowing into, you have to not only look at the seeds that you're sowing, but the ground that you're sowing it into. And the definition of good seed stands for the kingdom of God. Good ground is understanding the Word of God. So it has all to do with God. We must first go into the spiritual, attend to our spiritual life, and then come back into the natural and watch those things that we desire for manifest tremendously. 160 and 30 times more than we sold. That's the increase that I know out there that I'm looking for, and I know you're looking for too. Check it out. Matthew 13 chapter, 37 to the 39th verse. Look at the definitions of the parable or the sower and be blessed. And now we're going to roll in to the dance break. Now, we have a guest DJ, and I'm so excited. I want to welcome Felicia Farley to the family, a.k.a. Kiki Jones, to the Journey Home Outreach Minister family. This is the first female DJ that we've had to grace our show, and I am so proud and so excited to get into this mix. Remember, the dance mix has two purposes. First, it is to you to get up off your feet and dance and rejoice the Lord. And second is to find out what the DJ is trying to minister to you. Those are the two things we're looking for in the dance break. And so without further ado, here's our guest DJ, Felicia Farley, a.k.a. Kiki Jones, with the dance mix for the week.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That was the gospel dance break for the week with our guest DJ, DJ Tiki Jones, Felicia Farley. We want to thank her for her submission. And if you want to get in contact with her, just email the ministry. Go to www.journeyhomeministries.org. And you'll be able to find all the contact information for me, my, and anybody else associated with the ministry. Also, if you ever can't remember that website and you Google Sister Poochie, it'll take you to the website as well. Sister Poochie is SISTAPOOCHIE. All right, everybody. I just wanted to, you know, the name of that mix, which I forgot to say in the beginning, but the name of that mix was Tired of Worrying. And in that, as I was listening to it, it brought me back to a passage in the sermon that I wanted to make sure that everybody gets. You know, when I do my sermons on the show, I will be going back and forth after I give the sermon, going back and forth to the word, just to elaborate a little bit more. But in that, it hit me in the spirit that this reminds me of the seed that falls on thorny ground. Okay, and that's when a person, the word of God, but then worries of life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the plant, making it unfruitful. So it becomes like a weed. And in the definition of wheat, Jesus tells us it's the evil one or the enemy who sows them is the devil. So what that is saying, again, just to refresh you, because I think this is so important because we all want increase in our life. We all have an area that we want God to do a bigger thing in. And in order to do that, we have to understand sowing and harvest. And so when you hear the word of God and you keep it, but yet you worry about how you're going to get through this life, and the word of God lets you know how to get through this life, then you're worrying for nothing. And the seeds that you're sowing are considered on thorny ground where a weed will come up and choke it. The other part of that is that the deceitfulness of wealth. Now, what do you mean by deceitfulness of wealth? Well, we all have this idea, or some of us have this idea. I don't want to say all of us, but some of us have this idea that being wealthy means having a whole lot of money and glitz and glamour and all the lights of the world. But being rich is being rich in the word. The wealth that you get is from above. As I said before, we have to attend to the spiritual, to manifest in the natural. So we have to make sure that our seeds are not falling on thorny ground because we are worrying or looking at the world trying to get their definition of wealth. That's not going to work. It's going to produce a weed, and that weed is going to choke the plant. And you won't get a harvest from that plant. It won't be fruitful. All right, everybody. Next up on the mic is Cooley the Nazareth, and he's going to sing Heritage.
Where you come from, where the Father and the Son, glory irradiates instead of the sun, where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from, a faraway place, where there is no sin, not even a trace, where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. Where you come from, where the Father and the Son, glory irradiates instead of the sun, where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from, a faraway place, where there is no sin, not even a trace, where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. I woke up this
morning we got on my mind. Homes, I cycle for this life, though this earth is not a home. So I whipped out my interplanetary cell phone and phoned home. The sender rates are free and insights the ringtone. That's the power of prayer. If you ain't caught on, we'll hop on, cause this I do condone. There's never a doubt on, he's always listening. We are not alone, his eyes always watch over those he calls his own. All around the globe, from ATL to Rome, it's time to wash your robes. The bridegroom's getting ready to get his wedding on the road. Stop sinning, start repenting, and walk the straight in that road. Cause many of the roads that lead to eternal hellfire, just in case you didn't know. Don't walk by eyesight, but by faith, sisters and bros, cause we were all chosen to see through sight spiritually.
Where you come from, where the Father and the Son, glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, man, thy will be done. Where you come from, a faraway place, where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. Where you come from, where the Father and the Son, glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, man, thy will be done. Where you come from, a faraway place, where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race.
The finish line in sight, I can almost taste the wine and see your face. Lord, just give me grace to finish up this race and nothing less than first place. Cleanse me from iniquity, don't even leave a trace. I just wanna live to see your glory in the holy place. Blind in my eyes, so the light may. At times I cry cause I'm so far away. That's why I dedicate my each and every way to listen and obey to everything you say. Except for that one time when I had to roll a J. Got brought down by the wayside, but you were my triple A. You cleared that cloud of haze and let me see your brighter day. Father, if you may, shine upon me a ray, a beacon of hope that won't lead me astray. And you, I place my trust in there, it will stay. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray.
Where you come from, where the Father and the Son, glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, man, thy will be done. Where you come from, a faraway place, where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. Where you come from, where the Father and the Son, glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, man, thy will be done. Where you come from, a faraway place, where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. Where you come from, where the Father and the Son, glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, man, thy will be done. Where you come from, a faraway place, where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. Where you come from, where the Father and the Son, glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from, a faraway place, where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race.
Man, I'm sick of being here. Ungodliness is rampant. I mean, just the other day, this chick came up to me just throwing herself at me.
I had to tell her I am not up this earth, man. Come correct, keep your skirt down, kill the smirk. You make your dad frown, go to church. And I think about taking you out on the town. Second thought, I'm focused on my crown. And I'm time to fool around, lead that to the clown. Celebrated from the ground, legend of a living down. I can't wait too far to turn around, my path is straight. My weight is heaven bound, burden's weight is about 11 pounds. Yahshua had to help me out, not doubt about the whole amount. Other monkeys on my back trying to hold me down. Satan himself can't even hold me now. Trying to grip my time, but now my mind is sound.
All right, that was Coolie the Nazareth with Heritage, where you come from. Okay, we have to know where we come from or who we belong to. I wanted to bring back another point from the sermon that I gave earlier. What Jesus said about the mustard seed, I know we all, some of us, most of us know, faith the size of a mustard seed would allow you to tell a mountain to go and jump into the river, into the ocean. But Jesus in Matthew 13 chapter 31 to the 32nd verse, Jesus said, "Kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet it grows in to be the largest in the garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air can come and perch on its branches. Now, something as little as a mustard seed being the only thing you sow, and if you sow that into the field, and Jesus tells us the field is the world, you sow that into the world, and you root it in, root it deeply in your knowledge of God, you will, it will grow to the size of a tree that birds will come and perch on it, and ultimately it will produce fruit. And that's what we want, an increase of the harvest, producing as much fruit as the Lord will allow us to have. And he did not put a cap on it. He said that it will be 160 or 30 times more than you have sown. But what number is that? Ah, it's huge. Okay. All right. Back to the music. Next up on the mic is Praise by Rhonda Hayden. Here we go.
Listen. Can't you hear the call of the master, the maker of all? He's saying, come. This is where you belong. For it wasn't Osiris, Dionysus, or Oshun that hung the sun, the stars, and the moon. The bishop of my soul, the creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega.
That was Praise by Rhonda Hayden. You know, I really love that song, and I thank Rhonda again for submitting that that song. All right, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is Sister Poochie Show, Minister Pastor McCarty, here praising the great I Am and giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as well. The first part of the show, if you're just tuning in, I did a short sermon talking about increase. And I'm going to be going back to some points, but if you just joined in, go and listen to the entire sermon at the beginning of the show so you'll be able to catch up. Now, I wanted to go back. The Spirit just led me to go back to talking about the seed that falls on rocky ground. So it's easy to fall into this, you know, and I'm coming from Matthew 13, chapter 20 to the 31st verse. And it says that we hear the word of God and receive it with joy. But since the plant has no root, when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, it lasts for a short time. Breaking it on down, you go to a church or you go to listen to your favorite minister or you listen to Christian life coaching or Bible study or you listen to one of the shows or any other show. It doesn't have to be the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. And you get a good word and that word is so good, you're so excited about it, you can't wait to tell someone else. That is the joy that we're talking about as far as receiving the word. But since the plant, which represents the seed that you sow, since the plant has no roots, since you have no roots in the word of God and you have to get deep, strong roots so you can grow into a tree like the mustard seed, you need to have that so when persecution and trouble comes, you can withstand it, and your plant will last longer than for a short time. And so that's what Jesus was talking about, the seed that falls on rocky ground. We have to remember that once we hear a good word, we have to internalize it. Write it down. Jot it down somewhere, stick it on your mirror so you can read it over and over again. Take it and put it on your computer screen at work if you can so you can read it over and over again. But get yourself rooted in the Word of God. Get a good understanding. And if you need help, what he said, all you have to do is ask. Ask and you shall receive. He will help you. Christ will help you to understand the Word. The Journey Home Ministry, Outreach Ministry is here to help you to understand the Word. And so as we move forward, we just need to remember that if we do not get planted and get rooted, okay, in the Word of God, that whenever trouble comes, we won't remember what to say or throw at the devil, and it will choke our plant, okay, and they'll kill our plant. It won't last for a long time without that solid Word of God. Okay, next up on the mic is Catherine Kendricks with Golden Thread.
I would weave a magic spell of rainbow design. We'll be right back.
All right. That was Catherine Kendrick with Golden Thread. You know, I one of the things I like about that song so much is it's just that, you know, we're all one. You know, we're all one in the body of Christ. It's one church. And so if we can just weave ourselves and our commonalities and our differences, if we can just weave ourselves together, then we can make for a better world. Also, if we, importantly, as I mentioned earlier in the sermon, that we must attend to our spiritual life to manifest things in the natural. That is the only way it happens. We have to spend time with our Savior. We have to spend time in the Word. We have to spend time going to Bible study and Christian life coaching and listening to Sister Pucci or listening to whoever your is or whoever that may be where you get your Word from. We must get it. Receive it with joy. Keep it. Keep the joy. Keep the Word. Make sure there's no weeds. Don't let the devil attack you. Use the Word against him. He'll flee. That's in the Word too. So just by being in the Word, you begin to get all of the tools that are necessary for you to have a harvest-filled life, to have increased. And here's the thing. When it's of God, you can't explain it. So when I say increase, what happens is my brain automatically says, I can't even comprehend the increase God is talking about. It is so big. That's how big it is if we get rooted in his Word and sow it into good ground. Okay, good seed, good ground. All right. Next up on the mic is Bridge Over Troubled Water by Brenda White and the White Boys.
Troubled water, leave it alone.
that was Brenda White and the Whiteboards with Bridge Over Troubled Water. Well, this time has just flown by, and I thank you for allowing me to come into your eardrums. From this point forward, we are definitely going to be tweeting during the show. So if you have a Twitter account, follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/SisterPoochie. That's SisterPoochie. We also have a Facebook account, which is www.facebook.com/SisterPoochie. So definitely like us on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook and you're friends of Angela McCarty, you'll be able to chat with us during the shows as well. So, just a recap. There's four types of seed that Jesus tells us in Matthew 13, chapter 20 of the 32nd verse. Four types of seed. Seeds that fall on rocky ground. Remember, that's the seed is when you hear the word of God and you receive it with joy. But the devil comes and steals that joy because you have no root in the word of God. It's easy for you to be affected by persecution. And when trouble comes, you don't remember what the word was, so you can help your situation out. That is seed that fell on rocky ground. Seed that falls on thorny ground is when you hear the word, but you worry, the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the plant, making it unfruitful. So it's like a big weed grows up. And Jesus describes the weed as being the evil one and the enemy who sows those seeds. It's the devil. So the devil comes and steals your joy. The devil comes and chokes your plant and makes it unfruitful. And the third seed is the seed that falls on good ground. That's when you hear the word and understand it. It produces a yielding crop, 160 or 30 times what you have sown. And remember that Jesus also talked about the mustard seed, and this is very important. Illustration-wise, with the mustard seed, he said, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven, the whole kingdom, is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it was the largest of the garden plants. It became a tree so that the birds of the air can come and perch in its branches. That's how big this mustard seed grow, which means that's how much you can increase and you can grow if you get rooted like a tree. So get rooted in the Word of God, everybody. Go to our website. We have lots of resources there for you, www.journeyhomeministries.org or Google Sister Poochie, SisterPoochie, and you will be able to find us. Okay, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. But How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Everyone, Happy New Year, and may it be blessed and prosperous. Thank you. See ya.